This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
You know, the beauty of T-Levels is lots of the lecturers that are teaching you are from profession, so they have that experience and they can really kind of tell you what the reality of practice is going to be.
Welcome to the Hit This GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College, hosted by me. Hi, I'm Ben Pearce, and I'm joined by a panel of education experts as well as students, and we're going to be giving you advice on what's next and what you can expect in the next steps of your education journey. In this episode, I'm speaking with lecturers Gillian, Lucy and Jenny, and students Reese and Evie about the T-level qualification.
The Hit List GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group. Find the course that's right for you at one of their Ofsted outstanding community-based colleges.
So one of the newer forms of studying, let's say, are T-levels. They've been around for a few years now, but I believe people still wanting to know more information, especially those getting their GCSE results, about what are T-levels, what are my options. So Gillian, Lucy, Jenny, kindly here to answer some questions on T-levels. And we'll start with you, Gillian. What is a T-level and how is a T-level different to other study routes?
So T-level is the technical equivalent to A-levels. Main differences with A-level, you would be studying three different subjects. With T-level, you very much get the opportunity to immerse yourself in the subject that you have chosen. Another key difference would be the work experience element. So for the course I teach, which is business, the students have to complete 315 hours of work experience out in industry across the 2 years, which really gives them an opportunity to take the learning, the theory that we are covering in the classroom, and really experience that in a work environment.
Lucy, let me come over to you. Obviously, there's a range of subjects people can study when it comes to T-levels, but which ones do you know of that are available in Kent?
Yep, so absolutely. So here at the college in Canterbury, we cover a range. I mean, these can vary from health, which I teach myself. We have early years, we have animal care, business, accounting. We do marketing, surveying and planning. So, you know, the opportunities kind of do really sort of, you know, vary as to what kind of profession you want to go into. Like Gillian said, they're very much kind of, you know, employer led. And you also get that here at the college. You kind of get the industry aspect, although you're out on placement, we also try and facilitate that here at the college too.
Jenny, where can a T-level lead to? What can I do with a T-level?
Okay, so there's so much you can do with a T-level. One classic option is going straight on to university afterwards. So the T-level, as I think Gillian touched on, is the equivalent to three A-levels. So you get three A-levels worth of UCAS points with it, which is entry into a university. And some of our students have gone on to university. So I teach at EKC Ashford College on the digital T-level. So that's one option. Another thing that you touched on was a placement. So some of our students have such a great time on their placement. They get offered jobs, which is incredible. So they'll go off into industry. Other students go on to do things like degree apprenticeships. And I'm so incredibly lucky that one of my students has just been awarded the Digital T-Level Student of the Year Award and has secured a degree apprenticeship at Dunelm, which is incredible. So there are so many options available, and it really allows you to immerse yourself, as you said, in your subject area, so you've really like got a head start essentially on what it's like in that particular industry that you want to go into.
Amazing, a lot of opportunity. And I suppose, Lucy, let's come back to you quickly. We've heard then about the opportunity, we've learned about what a T-level is and what's on offer, but what advice would you give to someone who's considering a T-level as part of their options?
I think realistically is probably commitment. I think, you know, potentially kind of knowing that profession that you'd like to go into. And obviously, like we spoke about before, you know, not every kind of teenager opening those results are going to know exactly what they want to go into. But sometimes the beauty of T-level is that you might know the profession, but you don't necessarily know the kind of like specific job role that you want to go into. There are opportunities. You have to be committed. I mean, I think this is, you know, a combination of coursework that you're going to be doing with us at the college, placement. The way that some certain T-levels are assessed isn't your typical sit down, do an examining paper. Some of these are practical based exams. So it's almost kind of envisioning you in that profession. They kind of have a different swing on them from that aspect, because they're very kind of practical. practical learning. I think with regard to knowing your passion for the subject, and lots, you know, the beauty of T-levels is lots of the lecturers that are teaching you are from profession, so they have that experience and they can really kind of tell you what the reality of practice is going to be.
So we've heard from Gideon, Lucy and Jenny. Now let's get a question from a student, shall we? Hi, what's your name?
My name's Chandrika.
Hi, Chandrika. What question do you have for the panel?
I'm worried that choosing an alternative route like an apprenticeship or T-level might limit my options for higher education in the future. Does this impact on my chances of going to university?
Well, I would argue it would enhance your chances for going to university. As we've already heard, your opportunity to get your UCAS points are exactly the same as studying three A-levels. And what you are going to be bringing to a university environment is obviously not just the theory that you've learned, but also some real practical hands-on experience. So I would say the options, as we've already heard, in relation to, you know, the subject, if you are certain about what you want to study in terms of industry, the T-level is going to give you a much more immersive experience, which, you know, you can then go on and continue at that higher education level.
Lovely. Thank you so much for your question. Thank you, Gillian. Cheers for that.
The Hit List GCSE Surgery. Take your learning to the next level with a range of industry-specific T-levels. ekcgroup.ac.uk.
So we've heard from the T-level lecturers. Now let's find out some more information about T-levels from the students. And we've got Rhys and Evie with us. Rhys, let me come to you first. Why did you decide to study a T-level?
So for me, I originally didn't get the GCSE grades I wanted. So I had to do a level two course at EKC Ashford College. From there, I passed through a course quite easily. All the teachers and tutors I had were really great. So I decided that because I want to go into engineering, potentially looking at getting a job within robotics in the future, I decided that it's better for me to stay at Ashford College and progress onto the T-level course, which replaced the level three course they were originally doing. So that's my pathway. I went to do level two and then thought natural pathway is just move straight onto the T-level from there.
Have you started mixing up your studies? Is it all in college at the moment, or have you been out on the field learning as well? Where are you currently at?
So we've done, most of the time is spent in college. We do have work placements we have to do, 315 hours over the 2 years. I'm doing mine with a company down in near Royal Tunbridge Wells that made 3D printed gifts. They've said that I've done really well there, so they've offered me a job and they're trying to sort out a way of working it around my college hours over the next year.
Wow, amazing. So from thinking, I need to study something, to studying, and now you've got a job as well. That's amazing. Well done. That's incredible. Evie, let's come over to you. What is it like being a T-level student? Tell us a little bit about your T-level.
Well, I'm studying management and administration. So what we do is we go into college on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, and we're learning management administration, what it would be like to work in a company perhaps. And what I do for my industry placement is I work at a timber building houses. So they make timber frame houses. It's based in Sandwich. So on a Monday, I'll go in and I'll do a 9-hour shift. It's really good because it gives you real life experience of what it's like to work in a real environment with adults who view you as a co-worker, which is hard to get. And it's especially good for when you're going to do real life work. When you go apply for somewhere for an interview, most people will look for someone who has experience. And it's hard to get that when you're young and you haven't been out in the real world. So I think T-levels are good for me personally and for others to get that real life experience. And it's great for learning and studying as well. So you haven't left school yet. You don't have to bear all this responsibility. You're still studying. You still get to be in that environment with friends. And it's not being pushed straight into learning and like being with adults.
How do you find going into to work and then coming back into the college to study? Because they're very different environments, aren't they, working environments and college environments? How do you balance that?
They are very different because in the classroom we're very open. We have class discussions. It's learning. It's taking in new information. But the same goes for being in our industry placements. We're learning new skills. We're talking to new people every day. You have the knowing people in your class. You know them, but it goes the same way in a work placement. You get to learn your co-workers, you get to know who they are, and it's different because you do have more experiences in a work placement. It's more professional. You can't be as comfortable as you would in a classroom, but we balance that by taking it as a new opportunity to learn.
Do you feel like you're learning more by being out there in a real life working environment, doing what you want to do versus just being in a classroom?
Yeah, definitely. Because in a classroom, you're learning, but you're not experiencing. It's good to take on those skills to learn, experience. I feel like it's taught me loads of new things. For instance, I'm in the production team. I'm working on a project, but I feel like I wouldn't have been able to do that in the classroom. I can work with lots of different people. I learn new skills every day when I'm there. And it's just a really good experience to get to learn what real life is like in the working environment.
I will keep it up. Thank you, Evie and Reese. Congratulations. Well done, guys. Thank you for that.
Thanks for listening to the Hit List GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College. For more information, you can head to ekcgroup.ac.uk and you can find the rest of the episodes of this podcast series at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.